Girls in the game. Pushing for progress. Page 148.
Now, the FA has consistently raised the age for mixed games, but partly for your benefit and because they knew about you. What will that mean for the girls who follow you?
Well, I think it's really good because it means girls are never left with this cliffhanger at the end of the season. So if they choose to play mixed football, they know that they've got a team until they're under-18s. My little sister started playing and she's loving it. I think she's come on so much by playing with the boys. And if she wants to, she can play until open age, so she's got no stress about where she's going to be able to play, which I think is really lucky.
Will there ever be a day when women play with men in the grown-up teams and earn millions of pounds every year?
I'd love to think so. I think it'll definitely be a way off, but if you look where the women's game was 20 years ago, the standard was a lot lower than it is now. And I mean, when I started playing football, there wasn't even a professional women's league. And now we do have a handful of professional players, and there are some kind of big names developing in the women's game. And I think it's the same for any sport. I think people always believe in most sports that the women's level is slightly lower, but I definitely think maybe at some point in the future, I don't know how far away, there will be a woman who is good enough to play at that high level.
Niamh McKevitt, let it be you. Thank you very much indeed for being with us.